In one of your satsangs, you said nothing ever happens and nothing will ever happen. Can you elaborate on this?
When I said that?
In one of your satsangs, I saw it on an MP3.
I need to know the connection with that. Nothing ever happened. This was for myself being on the path. As a sannyasa, we had a song, Nothing Ever Happened, What Is Just This. Nothing ever happened, what is just this. Nothing ever happened, nothing ever happened, what is just this. That was my song, being on the path. I liked it so much. I immediately could see I'm out of mess with that song. Nothing ever happened. Not even happened. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, where you want to hold on to things that happen. Not even happened. You came up to the steps. Has it happened? There's only now, isn't it? You follow what I'm saying? You came up to the step to satsang. Has it happened? There's only now, isn't it? This is true. It's very scientific. It is not spiritual at all, isn't it? Doesn't need a satori for you to know, so. No? An explosion needs to happen or what? You need to look at the sutras if this is not true. So nothing ever happened. So that was helpful, being on the path for myself, yes. Okay? So answered, right?
The thinking mind has problems with the answer.
Yeah, okay, then there is a need to wake up, and then this is then all clarified in intensive, you understand? Yes.
May I ask another one?
Yeah, okay, yes.
Can you give some examples of the investigations that are done intensive
satsang? No, there are no examples. I don't give any examples about it.
Okay.
You see, whatever I speak in open satsang, it is an invitation for you to come to intensive satsang. Some people will hate it and some people will love it. You hate it or love it, I don't fucking care. But for the people who feel attracted to it, they will come. They can hear me. There's nothing I will start to talk about intensive to destroy it. I feel Ramana has been very destroyed in a way. I don't know. You understand? I don't speak about my intensive otherwise, what is going on in the intensive. You follow? People can hear the ringing bells with listening to the open satsang. These are the people. No questions?
I can continue.
Yeah, okay, sure. You're welcome.
In one of your open satsangs, you gave the impression that there is something wrong with separation. Somehow, that was the perception here. So, being separated is bad or not acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking here. You know, you speak right now that I have said that. This is your understanding. I have said that. I can't right now not relate towards that question. You hear me? I don't know. There is separation between this mic and the chair. I don't think that I ever think there is something wrong with it. I don't know. I don't would say something is wrong with anything. Only if it is wrong, right? I will say, though some people say there's nowhere anything wrong, I do think there are things that are right and things are wrong as well. Yes? Does it make sense what I'm speaking here? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, whatever I said, I don't remember this here.
Okay.
No question. I will let you know if somebody, I can see there is there. You, nobody has a question. You have a question here, yes, okay.
Technical question, these intensive satsangs.
Yes, yes.
Are they every day a week?
No, no, you have to go on the internet
and check it out there.
You can see there is a schedule and everything. You can, there's a paper schedule. You go on the internet and then you find the schedule and you have to request for the intensive satsang and then I send you a letter for you to read and to answer, respond to this letter. And then I decide you have to know for yourself if you may read it. Listen to the open satsang on Friends of Dolano website. It's also on that paper. Listen, start listening to this open satsang and you see for yourself if you feel some ringing, notice some ringing bells, if you feel attracted towards that. Be a light unto yourself first if you want that. You understand? Mm-hmm. You come to know Dolano the best if you listen to the open satsang. This is a kind of preparation for you to see this is what I want now. And then you write to me, I would like to participate in this and this month. It takes a month, it's a month's intensive satsang, the last satsang. It is 1 month. You need to take yourself for 1 month's time for that.
Take yourself time. This is what I meant. It's not the same days during that month, right? Because if you are like, if you do some work and you always work on Mondays, like I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's also possible when people...
You have to take yourself off. You have to take holiday, whatever. You have to arrange yourself for the last satsang. Yes, you have to see what is most important for you. You understand, when you really feel this is what I want, you manage to have the time for that. You understand, take yourself time first. Yes, see, yeah? Okay, good. Do you have another question? Yeah, okay, you come here with questions. This is good. Everybody's happy. You so asking that question, okay?
So, what is love really?
I don't speak about love, ever. It's your nature. Love is your nature. But so long you have ideas about it, you do not know what love is. You follow what I'm saying? Any idea? How you can put this in any way in a box, it gets wrong. How you can limit love with any, even with that question, you follow what I'm saying? So in intensive satsang, you come to know the true love. Otherwise I can only talk bad about it. There's so much nonsense going on in the name of love. So much guilt and nonsense. People suffer because of love. Yeah, it is divorces, rape, you understand? So I don't speak about it. Again, I have to say, I never speak. If you want to hear about it, read Rumi. There you have your romance with Rumi, right? But I don't like it. I speak the last satsang. You don't need any romance. Wake up. Come to know who you are. And then you don't need this begging bowl. Give me, you know. And coming with your big shopping bags to satsang to fill it up with love. And then you have to come back and fill it up with love. And please speak about love so that I can feel love. No, I want to feel love. No. You had to ask that question. You were listening to my open satsang. Let's ask her that question, huh? I thought I speak a lot against it, right?
Yeah, but I think
I speak against love, not for.
You have a couple of points there.
Okay, good. Yes. So anyone has a question? No question, I think. You have another question?
Sure.
Sure, how much time we have? 30 minutes. Ah, Acha, okay, good. I thought it's later, okay. Okay, yes. No, nobody has a question here? Yes. You have a question? Okay, give it to her. Yeah, good.
You just said sort of you have to make up your mind. Either you go to your satsang.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You just mentioned before you have to make up your mind. You go to your last satsang and arrange yourself with everything else what happens in life, or then sort of you are not ready for your last satsang. Why does this has to be so radical? Either you do it or you don't. Why is there not the way? Yeah, you can still live your life and try satsang. Why does this have to be so? Either you do it or you don't, and then you have to do it intense and blah blah blah. Why?
What a question, isn't that? Isn't it? You're doing the intensive satsang, you think you're not living.
No, but normally, there are some other obligations we have, you know. So
yeah,
why
sure.
is why
yeah,
is
okay.
just the radicality of saying, if you do it, then you have to do it like this. Why is it like this?
Yeah. Okay. You have to make up your mind. This is true. It is only the mind to make up. You have to see this body life stream, what is the most important for you. Is it your... I don't know what it is, what you're doing. You follow? Or do you want to wake up? You see, the last satsang, it has to be on the top of your list. Wake up, and then anything else is just fine. You follow me, what I'm saying? But this needs to be the top on your list. If it's not on the top of your list, you will only receive knowledge. You will say, so what? You're not ready for the intensive satsang. This question, you understand? It is intense. It is to awaken. You can be on the path for years and never wake up. You follow what I'm saying? You can compromise, oh, why not doing it both, and why it should be so focused, and why. You mean you're not at all ready for intensive, you may ready for satsang. You don't need at all, you understand? It is a luxury. You don't need to wake up, you can make beautiful pictures. Like, what is from Holland? This guy, he made so many beautiful pictures. What is his name who cut his ear off? Huh? Vincent van Gogh. He made so many beautiful pictures. I wished he could have done the intensive. I really love this guy. You follow what I'm saying? He suffered a lot. He just in a different time, but it would have been so great for him. To do the intensive, he would never have separated from painting or this intensive satsang, so equal, valuable, his life. He would cut off the other ear, if all I'm saying. Does it make sense I'm speaking here? As you are a painter, you like to paint, if all I'm saying. So there are things you have to put on the top of the list. Yeah. People come to me, they have achieved many things, they made a lot of money, they had a career, you follow, they have children who grow up, house, everything they could think of, and they suddenly felt like to quit this job, everything. And then they come to awakened. So some people, they achieve certain things you want to achieve. First, And then they come to awaken, and some people wake up first, and then they are very playful with whatever they want to do, but whatever is in that now, in that moment, it is already so valuable and rich that they can do anything. Does it make sense what I'm saying here? Yes? So it's really for you, you say, asking me why I'm so radical. I think you are very radical, not very flexible to hear why I say you have to focus when you come to the last satsang. It is very valuable. You will not exchange it for a billion. But I think you would exchange it for a billion, you understand? Or even for 100 rupees, who knows? You follow what I'm saying? Because you don't see right now no value at all in that. That's why the quest comes, you follow what I'm saying? There's a time being on the path, you have to see yourself completely as well left alone by yourself. No painting, nothing. You may just completely left. Often the circumstance, this is the negative provocation for you to awaken. There are circumstances which shook you up so strongly, you follow what I'm saying? When you see yourself completely left alone, when only you there with this body-mind organism, with life, and it is just everything in a way stops for you. I don't know if you have ever this wake-up call in your life. I would say this is a lot of compassion from existence making effort to wake you up, I think. This is when you can see and ask yourself the quest, what is fucking hell important for me, you follow me saying? In that body life stream. What is it what I want? You, with your identification, with your identity, what I'm doing. Rather to come to know who you are. It is fine. It is a luxury to awaken, but this identity, it will die. You follow what I'm saying? There is no need, you follow. The truth is true if you now know so or do not know so. It's true to all the living beings if you now know so or do not know so. So there is no need to come to know truth. If this body drops, the truth is still true if you now know so or do not know so. There's just to live in that body life stream, awaken in the right vision, there is a great difference. You follow what I'm saying? There is a difference. It is a luxury. And as well then to leave this body behind, there is also a great difference with that. To know already in the realm of a boundary what is eternal, to know who am I. And as well to have this mind liberated, then your true nature shines through, which is pure intelligence, source, and love and compassion. And you share that true nature on that planet, and it affects the collective mind. So long you are in that win and lose game, when so long this mind is in a certain arrogance, in a comparison, in a superiority, inferiority complex thing, this is this non-liberated mind, which is still part of this violence, this war, what is going on, you're still part of that, having this non-liberated mind. You follow what I'm saying? Even if it's just going on in here, you're still part of that. So to liberate this mind, the more focused body, conscious body, mind, organism, this mind is liberated, the less this illusion of war and violence has power to continue, you follow what I'm saying? there is a process going on with that. So if it is not for me, if it's not for me, for you, for me, then not why just for everything? Does it make sense what I'm saying? For that play of Lila, for you, for Source, to awaken. Source makes the effort to come through in its pure health. But if there is arrogance, it can't come through. And mind is this arrogance which does not allow your nature come through, and you do not allow it, your nature to come through with anybody else. You're not helpful. You hold them back. You block it. You not support anyone, nature to come through. There is you, there is I, and there is this superiority complex. You follow what I'm saying? This separation. Awake, enlightened, there is nowhere separation. There is, you have in the instant intimacy with all the intimacy with all the living beings. This is the true sharing. I can't see only Buddhas, I only see pure intelligence. But sometimes mind can be very strong. But then this is a process. If you're lucky, the circumstance will challenge this. You follow what I'm saying? And mind is more humbled. You follow what I'm saying? This is just simply a process. There is no reason for that. I'm very happily humbled. I love to be humbled. I love it to be humbled, to awaken. To have only Buddhas around me, I love that. This is what I love. Really true. And then I don't need to talk about love. Isn't it? So this is my answer to your question, why? Yes? Okay, good. So how much time is there still? Huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm referring to one of the MP3s which I heard with one of your open satsangs. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this process of becoming enlightened. There was one silly question at the end where the answer came. Mm-hmm. Would you talk about that question?
When the answer came?
I don't. But there was one question, one silly question. In the end, was to be answered, and then all.
Oh, I speak
place.
In the intensive satsang about that. Yes.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it makes no sense in the open satsang to speak about that. You follow? It makes only sense in intensive to answer that question.
It's yeah. fine with me, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You see, open satsang, it is rather invitation to help people if they have questions being on the path. Maybe I can help to give them some direction with being a light onto themselves as well. But this is what I do in the open satsang. Yes. So I think it's enough for today, right? It's enough for today. Okay, then Om Shanti. Nice to meet you. Yes, okay, good. Yes. Yes.